McQuaid, I'm just going to turn it over to you. It's because it's the Sydney Kings. I'm just going to back off and...
Everybody can start fast-forwarding there isn't a Kings fan. Yeah, start fast-forwarding your the podcast.
Have at it, Matt McQuaid. Tell us about the Sydney Kings and the return of the King, Brian Gorgian.
That's the story. Yeah, without a doubt. You know, the most successful coach in not only franchise history but NBL history, holds every record in the book, six-time champion, coach of the year multiple times, yada, yada, yada. From an NBL perspective, there's never been anyone better. So that was the story to get him back. And as I said, after what was a disastrous campaign last year, in so many ways for the club, particularly given though they were going for their second three-peat in franchise history, it all fell apart spectacularly. But the good thing that came out of it was that it allowed the club to actually go out and get the greatest of all time. And he's come back super energized. He belies his age. It's his 25th season of coaching in the National Basketball League, and which is an extraordinary achievement. And he's won more games than anybody else in Australian sports history. Been to more playoffs, semi-finals, just a remarkable career. What else can you say? So that's one thing. Then the other thing is they've made some massive changes. The big losses for me were actually, two guys that we've spoken about already. That's Angus Glover and Jordan Hunter. I thought, losing those two kids, I would have preferred them to stay. But as I've said, I think it was best that they go, given what happened to them, in that season. And I think they'll do a great job, but certainly the franchise will miss them. But this recruiting class is, what can you say? You've got Xavier Cooks as a starting point, former league MVP, former grand final MVP, absolute superstar, can do it all. Cameron Oliver was a real surprise for me, getting him back from China, about, 4 years ago, led the league in rebounding. I think he was all NBL second team with the Cairns Taipans, pulled off what our good friend Liam Santamaria still swears is the greatest dunk in NBL history when he dunked over, who was it, Jordan Hunter and Craig Moller at the Snake Pit when he was with the Taipans. They got Bol Qual, incredibly long, athletic, great defender, could shoot the three. Isaiah Liafa, I think, is going to be an underrated, great pickup for them as a guy who is a classic Gorgian guy. He's an absolute dog defensively, and he can also knock down the three. They've got a couple of great college kids coming in Kelly Lepepe and Tyler Robertson. We've already seen in the preseason how impressive those guys are. And you add that to a list that already has another league MVP in Jalen Adams, a next star in Alex Tui. Then they get back Jalen Galloway from the Milwaukee Bucks, just to add, more, just one more piece to the puzzle. And you've already got a Kuat Noi off the bench and a Sean Bruce off the bench and Makuuch Malawach, who's been terrific for this club in his short time there. So, it's interesting. I've been having a couple of conversations with some people and everybody knows and probably is completely bored with the fact that I keep saying how long I've been around. But with the Kings, you sort of look back at some of the great clubs in history, for the Kings, I mean, and some of the champions and even, the 27-3 team in 07-08, the infamous firepower season. And I look at this team on paper, and again, on paper, it doesn't mean anything, but you talk about stacked, you talk about unbelievable depth. Yes, they're probably, the question mark is up front, definitely. They certainly lack a bit of size up front. But then when you've got a Cooks, as Brian Gorgian said to me, it kind of makes up for a lot of sins. And we know what an incredible athlete and powerhouse Cameron Oliver is. And Kelly Lepepe, even though it's a lot to put on a kid straight out of college, he's going to be an absolute beast in this league. I mean, he's built like the proverbial tank and has a remarkable soft touch as well. So, they can probably cover that. And then you've got a development player Jason Spurgeon, who as a centre, 6'10", 6'11", probably won't play much, but he does give them depth, and he's played at NCAA D1 levels. So they're loaded top to bottom. They're certainly one of the deepest teams in the history of the franchise. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think you're going to have a situation. Brian's going to have problems getting these guys minutes. But one thing he's always done extremely well as a head coach is getting buy-in from everybody about what they are, what he wants them to be. He wants them to be defensively minded. He wants them to play with maximum effort. Nothing else is acceptable. He wants them to be, a transition-heavy team that in the half court moves the ball and runs good stuff. And so far in the preseason, it's been, pretty much, not perfect, but pretty much just a completely different vibe, as I've said. They're going to be incredible. They are the favourites. It's interesting because it's got a little bit of a smell of 02-03, this team, in some ways, because the previous year was also a really disappointing season. Brett Brown's last year for the Kings in 01-02, where they missed the playoffs, and Gorge comes in and, of course, wins a championship in his debut season with the club. So I'm not saying it's going to happen again, but there's a very good chance it will. My confidence level, people can say, oh, of course you're going to say that, McQuaid. I'm a 9 out of 10 with them. I think the only thing is that up front, I kind of gives me a little bit of pause. And by the way, I didn't even mention Alex Tui. There's another one. So Alex Tui and Jalen Galloway. Who's going to start? Who's coming off the bench? It may not matter. You may have, five or six guys averaging double figure scoring and no one averaging more than 16 or 17 points a game. It's just the way it's going to be with this team. And really exciting times for the club, a different vibe after what was an absolute debacle last season. It was a lot. It was just so toxic on and off the floor. Didn't work. Lots of boos at Qdos Bank Arena, and rightly so, as I've said, but I don't see that happening this year. I think they're the championship favourites, and I think they're going to be very, very, very hard to beat.
Yeah, well, the encyclopedia of the Sydney Kings has summed it up beautifully. The turmoil of last season, it was low, and as Matt said, the word toxic, that's apt. It got really bad. So to me, it's a testament to Gorgon to come in like this. And with the help of obviously, the front office there, and they've done a terrific job to recruit the players and bring these guys in. The depth is amazing. I agree with Matt. I think they're up there in my mind with United as the championship favourites. I think Perth slightly behind that, but they're there too. The depth is incredible. The fact they got Jalen Galloway back is just is terrific.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was going to happen. I wasn't expecting it. I'll say that much. So that bring him back into that squad with what he showed last year athletically is just mind blowing. And the fact that how he will then develop again under Gorgon is scary. I'm fascinated to see how Jalen Adams goes because last year it didn't work with Mood. Jalen's a sort of player. He reminds me of like a Dennis Rodman. He needs a bit of a leash, right? He needs a bit of an understanding that, hey, for you to be brilliant week in, week out, then I need to give you a bit of space. There needs to be a bit of an understanding. And I don't think that worked, that the hard line stance, Mood's hard line stance, I don't think that worked with Jalen last season. And then there was concern, as Maddie will attest to, that he wasn't coming back to the Kings, and in fact he was probably heading overseas and it wasn't going to happen. But I think the job behind the scenes that the Gorgon and others have done to convince Jalen to come back, I'm fascinated to see how he goes under Gorge. And I think if anyone can do it, as we all know, it's the great man, the most successful coach in NBL history, it's Brian Gorgon. And I just can't wait to see how that relationship blossoms and how, because the Kings can get Jalen Adams back to what he did to the MVP, caliber form, then wow, add in the depth, add in the coaching, Matt's right. They're the favourites. And it's hard to dispute that. So it's exciting times for the club because last year did get low and there were boos at Kudos and there were questions about the culture. And for a club that's won all these championships and, you know, that's not good enough. And so, yeah, I think that it's a new feeling. It's a uplifting feeling. And I think for Gorge to come in and we've just seen at the Blitz, they've just rolled the Cairns Taipans by 22 points. So, you know, that the march continues. So, like, I really can't see, you know, it would be a failure if they didn't finish in the top two.
On paper, this team, start making room for banner number six. Look, I'll skip right to the end, and this is something we're going to talk about next week in our prediction show, but for mine, and before we even get it to the jump, welcome to your Sydney v Melbourne Championship Series with Sydney getting home court. The only reason that wouldn't happen for the Sydney Kings is injuries. Because you look at all these pieces and you'd ask the question with a lot of other coaches, okay, well, this team is unbelievably stacked. How do you get this team to gel together? Well, no problem. Here's Brian Gorgian. So that immediately quietens that thing. This, to me, is as stacked a team as I have seen. Certainly in my time covering the league, it reminds me, well, it's even stronger than that Melbourne team in 2021, Matty McQuay, when we said at the start of the year, well, they're going to win it, and they did. This really, to me, for Sydney, like I said, for mine, it's Sydney v Melbourne at the end of it. But
Sydney, our friends in Perth will not be happy with you, Julian. I'll give you the drum.
Yeah,
but
I might be missing. So there's something going on with Perth that I'm not seeing, but we'll get to that later. Sydney, the only thing that's going to stop them is injuries.
Yeah, look, that's you can say that about any club, can't you? Yeah, it's always the X factor of any team season. Look, I think, you know, it's interesting. There's always that question mark when there's such a thing as too much talent, you know, in some lineups. Because, and what I mean by that is, you know, guys want, there's only one ball and five guys on the court at any one time. And, you know, it's human nature. Some people want to be the man, you know, you want to be a star. You want to enhance your prospects of perhaps moving up a level into, say, you know, EuroLeague or the NBA, and maybe you don't get the same sorts of opportunities in a team like that. So it's incumbent upon the coaching staff and particularly the head coach to make you understand that, you know, the best thing for you is to be a part of a group like this, and that takes sacrifice. And, you know, he's a genius at doing that, at just finding ways to get guys to buy in to what he's selling. And of course, the proof is in the pudding with what the man has done throughout his, you know, a career we'll probably never see the likes of again in this country. And from a Kings perspective, it just couldn't have worked out any better that he was available, that he wanted to come back. He loves the city. And as I said, let me tell you, he's energized, man. He is so pumped. And, you know, even though he said to me he's old, and yeah, well, God, you know, join the club, mate. Even though he's a lot older than I am, but yeah, I've never seen someone with that age with that much energy, and you know, we all know, you know, what an incredible coach he is, and I think that's his secret superpower. To be honest with you, I think it's that ability to get everyone to buy in to the program and buy in to that philosophy of sacrifice and being unselfish and playing your role. And yeah, you know, you want, like, the superstar is going to be the superstar, but it means that, you know, Jalen Adams, as an example, or Xavier Cooks, they don't have to average 25 a game for this team to win. It's all about winning at the end of the day. And he's the best at it that's ever been.
So my confidence level in the Kings is an 11. To start the season. I've never been
more... See, I can't do 10 because people, McQuaid, you know, go away, piss off McQuaid. What are you talking about? You know, but it'd be stupid not to. I mean, you look at this team, you look at who's coaching, and I haven't even talked about Billy Tomlinson, his right-hand man, is a phenomenal coach in his own right. And as I said before last week, Julian, it's just, there's a different vibe. Everybody's saying it. There's a different energy. And that comes from Brian Gorgian. Just as simple as that.
Everyone's got a point to prove. King's missing out on the three-peat. I'm sure Gorgian would like to quieten a few of those who are knocking him after the Paris games. What better way to do it than with another title? Hang number six in the rafters.